Now then, boys and girls, in our lessons through the Word of God, we saw last week how our Lord Jesus Christ was taken and how he was put to death by being crucified on the cross. Now, as we said, of course, although our Lord Jesus Christ really died on the cross, he wasn't going to remain dead. And the great fact, the great thing that we believe in is that our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And now he is alive in the presence of his Father in heaven forevermore. And so what I want to tell you about then this morning, or begin telling you about this morning, is what happened when our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead and how he remained with his disciples in the world for a period of time before he went back to heaven and back to his Father again. The next day after Jesus was crucified was the Jewish Sabbath day, of course. And on account of that, no worker, nothing was done on the Sabbath day. But the Bible tells us on the day after the Sabbath, the very first day after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene came to the grave, came to the tomb where Jesus was, and she came very early in the morning. Now, if you think of what Mary Magdalene did, it was a very courageous thing, very brave thing that she did. It was still dark, the Bible tells us, and remember that where Jesus was buried, of course, was really what we would call a graveyard or a cemetery today. It was the time of the Feast of the Passover in Jerusalem, and hundreds of people used to come for the Feast of the Passover. And of course, there wasn't accommodation, there wasn't places for them all to stay, and many of those people would go out and they would go to sleep in the places like the graveyards. And so you think of Mary, early in the morning, while it was still very dark, and lots of people sleeping in that place, in that cemetery, in that graveyard. And yet she made her way to the place where Jesus was buried. And the reason for that, of course, was this. Bible tells us, you remember, that Mary Magdalene loved the Lord Jesus Christ very much because he had forgiven her all her sins. You see, the real way that we come to love Jesus and honor Jesus and try to serve Jesus is when we realize and believe that he is our Savior from our sins. And the Bible tells us that Mary Magdalene, she had many sins forgiven. And because she had many sins forgiven, then she loved the Lord Jesus very much. Well, she came to the grave. And what a shock, what a surprise she must have got when she arrived at the grave. You remember, it was a tomb. It was like a cave, really. And there was a great big boulder, a great big stone had been rolled over the mouth of the cave. But when Mary got to the cave, the boulder was rolled away and the cave was empty. And as soon as Mary saw that, she ran back as fast as she could to the disciples, to Peter and John, and she said, "The Lord isn't in the grave." And then the Bible tells us something. That's a very nice thing that the Bible tells us. It says that Peter and John then began to run to the grave. And can you picture them running as hard as they could to get to the grave to see what had really happened with our Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us, too, that John ran faster than Peter. And there's a very good reason for that, because John was young and Peter wasn't quite so young. And young men or young girls can run much faster than older men or older girls. And so John got to the grave first, and he looked into the grave and he saw that it was empty. But Peter, remember, Peter was very bold. The Bible says that Peter went right into the tomb, right into the cave. And when he went in, he saw the grave clothes, those things that Jesus had been wrapped up in. He saw the grave clothes lying and the handkerchief that was about his head, but Jesus wasn't there. Now, here's a sad thing in a way. They were a bit amazed. They were a bit afraid, no doubt. But the Bible says that they didn't remember what Jesus had said, that he would rise from the grave. Isn't that an amazing thing? Jesus had said, "Yes, I'm going to be crucified and put to death, but the third day I'm going to rise again from the dead." And here was the grave where Jesus had been laid, the tomb, and it was all empty. And they didn't remember what Jesus had said. And so they just simply went back home again. Probably they had a lot of thoughts in their mind, but they went back home again. Except Mary. And Mary stayed at the grave. And as Mary stayed at the grave, the Bible tells us that she was crying, she was weeping. And just as she looked into the grave, she saw two angels. And the two angels said to her, "Why are you weeping? Do you not remember that he said he would rise again from the dead?" And then a very, very strange thing happened. Now listen very carefully. You're listening carefully, but listen even more carefully. Just as Mary turned away from the grave, she saw a figure of a man standing. She thought it was the gardener, the man who looked after the cemetery. But it wasn't the gardener. It was really Jesus. But she said to the man, well, the man, Jesus, said to her first, "Why are you weeping?" And she said, "If you have taken away my Lord," you see, if you have taken him and put him somewhere else in another tomb, "tell me where you have put him so that I can go and take him away." And could you imagine Mary lifting the dead body of Jesus and taking it away? But you see, it was because she loved Christ so much that she wanted to do whatever she could for Christ. And just as she said that, our Lord Jesus Christ only said one word to her, but a very important word, because it was her name that he said. And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And the Bible says that she said, "Rabboni." That's a very strange name, but it means master. And she saw then that it was Jesus who had risen from the dead. And so the Lord said to her, "Now go back and tell my disciples that I am risen from the grave. Tell them to go and meet me in Galilee." And so Jesus has risen from the dead. And the things that happened that first day was going along the road. There were two disciples going along the road to a village called Emmaus. And the Bible tells us that Jesus came near and he went with them to the village. And they came to know Jesus as well. But we'll see something more of that. But the thing is, you see, our Lord is risen. And for 40 days, he's going to stay with the disciples. And during those 40 days, he's going to show himself to the disciples. He's going to teach them many things before he goes back to heaven and back to glory again. And Jesus is alive, boys and girls. And the reason why we are saved, the reason why we meet together to worship him, is because our worship goes to God through him in heaven, and then by his goodness, we are made to be with him in heaven forevermore.